When my father died, he died when I was a freshman at Salem. I wasn't quite sure I was going to get to go back, you know. Money was tight. I worked for the Moravian office up there. I typed 2 afternoons a week, and then I had scholarships at the college. So there was a little something left over. But I did not want to ask my grandfather, who had raised and educated 11 children. So I asked a man who was in our congregation, and his name was Mr. Agnew Bonson. I went to see him and asked him if I borrowed $250, whatever it was, from the bank, would he sign the note? He says, well, what do you have?
Collateral.
What do you have for collateral? And I looked at him blankly, and I said, what's collateral? And he smilingly told me what it was, and I said, well, I don't have anything except me and my voice. And he said, I think I'll take that. So when I got over to the bank to borrow the money, they said, if there's been a change, you're supposed to borrow it from the Moravian Church office. So I went down to the Moravian Church office. Mr. Stockton said, well, you're supposed to borrow it from a fund here. And I believed him. So I borrowed him the money, and then my birthday came up, November 13th, and I got a card signed, Your Silent Friends. And it was for $25. Well, that just seemed like a lot of money to me. So I ran up to the church office and said, I want to pay $25 on the debt I owe. He said, all right, you go on back down to the school. So I went on back down, and then they found me, called me, and told me to come up there again. When I got up there, he said, Jane, just take my word for it. You do not owe the money, and this money is for you to spend like you like. And, of course, I thought it could not be anybody but Mr. and Mrs. Bonson. So I called them up. They both got on a phone, and I said, the most wonderful thing has happened to me. I have a silent friend who sent me $25, and I'm to spend it however I want to spend it. And they just oohed and aahed, and every year, what was left over after all my scholarships and working and singing and all that, somehow or other, it was paid for by my silent friends. And so think what an impact. They helped me get through school. They were always interested in me. And when I came here and married Jim, and we were over at the cemetery, beside Mr. and Ms. Bonson's graves, there's a little tombstone of a little girl, a baby that died. And she was within 2 weeks of my birth. They had lost this child that would be my age.